Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend. Tonight, I want you to open your Bibles up to a very unique set of scripture, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. How many of you have ever got in your vehicle, get to driving down the road, and you hear a song and you say, "I know them"? We've all done that, right?
Yeah.
You get to watching TV and you say, "I know that actor," right? How many of you have ever done that? We've all done it, right?
Yeah.
And you've never met them from Adam, right? So let me ask another loaded question. How many of you here tonight know George Strait? Now, do you have his phone number?
I wish.
Oh boy, definitely go start the car. Anyways, I like to have fun. Y'all know that. Austin, brother, thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate you. I love you. And,
love you too.
I love the fire that God put in your heart, man. I just want to say that. And you keep burning, brother.
Yes,
tonight's going to be a little different from last week. I'm excited tonight. I have a fire in me, in my belly, one that the Lord has placed in me from day one, and it's not burning any different tonight than it has ever.
Yeah.
So I asked him the loaded question, you know, and there's this part of life that when we're watching TV or we're listening to the radio and we say, "Hey, I know them. I know their music, I know them," but really we don't know them, right? And we get this odd feeling sometimes when we bump into somebody in the grocery store. I know them, and I know I'm not the only one that does that, so y'all don't look at me like I'm losing my mind, okay? But we all have these tendencies of running past somebody and saying, "I'm pretty familiar with their face, I know them," but we really don't know them.
Yeah.
Amen. I know Austin, but I don't really know him.
Yeah.
Even though we're acquainted, we really don't know one another.
Yeah.
Here's why. We don't spend time together.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We don't watch TV together. We don't sit down at a table and have coffee.
Yeah.
We don't have conversations of those natures of, "What do you do for fun? Do you go fishing? Do you like hunting?" Those kind of conversations. Every time we talk, I believe it's a godly conversation.
Yeah.
It's always about the Lord. There's these great authors. How many of y'all read books besides the Bible? It's okay. I'm not going to throw nothing at you, I promise. Okay. We all have our favorite author, right? I love Max Lucado. I don't know who y'all's favorite author is, but we all read different books. And we're familiar with those authors. Here's the kicker. We can even quote them word for word on some of the best illustrations that they have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's where it gets tough tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If we can quote authors, and we can even quote the Bible, here's where I want you to understand this tonight. So let me back up really quickly. I'm not asking you to question your salvation tonight. I'm asking you to question your relationship.
Yeah. Come on.
Here's why. Because you know something and you can quote it and you know it front to back, doesn't mean you know the author.
Yeah.
Jesus even says something very unique here in the scripture. So let's dive to that really quickly. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 is where we're going to start. I'm sorry, verse 20. "Wherefore, by the fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works.'" What does he say next? That's the game changer. What does he say here? He says, what? "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me," what? "Those that work what? Iniquity." That word's a unique word. That word in itself means what? Sin, right? Okay. Now, look, I'm not telling you here tonight that, Let me ask you this question. How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior?
Amen. Praise
okay?
God. Praise God.
How well do you know Him tonight? And I'm not talking about from what you've read. I'm talking about the time you have spent with Him.
Yeah.
The time that you have been in that secret place.
Right.
Do you know what the word secret means in all languages? It has one common found identity with it in all languages, Austin. Even in the Greek Hebrew, which you know is a little strange.
Right.
It means the confined place of secrecy. What does secrecy mean in the Greek Hebrew? Y'all ready for this? The confined place of secret. It's a never-ending cycle. It means the same thing in all the things that we do. So let me ask you this, and this is a question for your heart. Do you spend time with Him?
Yeah.
Do you spend time in the Word?
Amen.
And I'm not talking about, look, there's 365 days in a year. If you take and you learn just one scripture every day, that is 365 scriptures that you have put in your heart.
Yeah.
It's not meant just for the transforming and the renewing of your mind, but it's to give you a new heart, one that never has ever been hardened before.
Yeah. Amen.
Because in those days, He's not going to give them a heart of stone. He's going to give them a heart of flesh. But for some reason, we get these unique ideas. I told you I was a little excited tonight. I walk when I get excited.
Come on.
Here's the thing. Tater, and this is what I love about Scripture. It never changes.
That's right.
It hasn't changed since day one. It's not changing now.
Yeah.
See, we get to reading the Word of God and we get to understanding who He has called us to be. Not just who He has equipped us to be, but who He has called us to be. And when we start getting in that secret place, into that prayer closet, shutting the door, turning everything off. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. Y'all want to know where my prayer closet is? My bathroom. Because I can shut that door. And I ain't got to worry about nobody coming in there. Nobody. I shut that door, and there's been many a night that I have spent on my face on the floor of that bathroom crying out to God.
Yeah.
There's been many a night that I've spent time in that place just sitting there saying, Father, I don't even know what to say, but here I am.
Yeah, praise God.
I've been there recently. Amen.
Yeah.
See, we get into a point in our life when we start to spend time with Him, we get to know Him.
Yeah.
How did you get to know your significant other? You went on dates, right? You spent time together. You learned about one another.
Yeah.
You figured out what her likes were. You found out what his likes were. It's the same thing with our relationship with the Father.
Amen.
We have to spend time with Him, church.
That's right.
We have to. It's not negotiable.
Yeah.
See, and look, I say this very, very, very strongly. I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you. Before I do what I'm just going to do, I'm going to ask, is it okay if I come down here?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I didn't ask when I was here.
I believe that, man. See, here's what I want you to understand. Because when you start to have a relationship with somebody, you fall in love with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't raise your hand on this, but how many of us are truly in love with Jesus? Think about that. I'm talking about when you wake up in the morning, you go, oh my goodness, He loves me. When he gets up in the morning, or she gets up in the morning, and you look at them and go, He loves me, and He loves you. Because a man that found a wife has found a what? A good thing. That's a whole different sermon and another title. That's a rabbit hole, Mark. Those are what you warned me of. Thank you. He's threatened to get one with a squirrel on it and just hold it up. But see, what we do is we find these things in common and we live in them. When He created us, He created us in what? His image.
Yeah, that's right.
If we're created in His image for His purpose to give Him honor and glory, why are we walking around looking at the ground defeated and beat down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
Then, because the day is coming when we're going to stand before Him.
Yeah.
And He's either going to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful," or "Depart from me, for I never knew you."
Yeah. Right.
What are you wanting to hear? It's the fruit that you bear in life. Read that whole chapter. Don't take my word on it. Because there's something unique about our relationship with Christ.
Yes, it is.
Something so very special that I think we miss it sometimes. That is when we're falling more in love with Him, we fall more in love with people.
Yeah,
people are not a problem. People are not a problem. Catch this. Listen to me, church. You got to watch that one. It's a doozy. I left that last week. Listen to me. People are not a problem. Y'all say that with me real quick. Just make sure you're hearing me. People are not a problem. They're an opportunity. They're an opportunity for what? Share the gospel.
Amen.
My heart beats to see lives changed.
Amen.
You know what the unique possibility is, Austin? A year ago, I had a vision to do a revival. You remember this?
I remember.
And I went to a guy who owns a bar, a saloon, distills whiskey. And I said, "Hey, man, would you care if we set up in front of your establishment and have a revival?" And he says, "Hey, use my patio." And I got excited.
Yeah.
You know why? Because people are an opportunity.
Amen.
I had people telling me nothing to come out of it. Man, you're wasting your time. That's a crazy idea. We've seen 7 people make decisions for Christ.
Praise God.
If it would have been just one, every minute of it would have been worth it.
Amen. That's right.
Why do we do the things that we do? Because I want to know Him more.
Amen.
I want not just to come into church week after week and say, "You know what? I went to church this week. I sang a couple songs. That dude got up there. Thank God he wasn't long-winded. We beat the Baptist to the buffet. Everything went great." That's not why we come to church. We come to church to fall more in love with Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We're looking at a time and an era where people are leaving the gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
We're coming to a time where people are saying, "You know what? I don't want nothing to do with it." Why? Why? Because they don't know it.
Yeah.
And even the people, and I'm not saying this applies to you all at all. I'm just saying this in general. It's a blanket statement. If it's not meant for you to be under, don't wear the blanket, okay? Because people in the church don't even know who they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Because their identity and their value is off of a social media page. Their identity and a value is based off what people in their communities think of them.
Yeah.
Their identity and their value is not based upon what was done on the cross.
Amen.
My identity and my value comes from Calvary.
Praise Jesus. That's right.
His blood ran red for you, for me, for these kids, for each and every last person under the sound of my breath tonight. Listen to me. We have to know Him more. We're in a critical time in the United States of America.
Yes.
We have to know Him more.
Amen.
I ain't even got to the first point yet. Y'all ready for me to start preaching?
Come on.
We should spend time in His Word, right? Know Him on an intimate level. That was the first point. I just went over that. The second point I want to make tonight is this. We should make sure that we're known by Him. And I hear people say this all the time. Well, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 tells me that He knows the plans that He has for me. And, you know, it says before He formed me in my mother's womb that He knew me. And you know, it says that He knows me by the numbers of hair on my head. Mark, I'm sorry, or the lack thereof. But y'all, look, seriously. He knows us, right?
Yeah.
He knows us by name. He knew what your name was going to be before your mama named you.
Yeah.
And here's what we don't understand. If He knows us so well, how in the world are we so rejectful that we don't even want to know Him?
Yeah.
He created us. It's His breath in our lungs.
Yeah.
He gives us the strength to go through every day. He is our strong tower.
Yeah. Right.
He is our reason to what? Live. He died so that we could have life.
Amen. right.
And you know what I find unique? Is time after time, week after week, I run into people who don't know their purpose.
Yeah.
I hear it every day. I don't know what purpose I have. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why God created me. I don't understand why I'm going through the things that I'm going through. Because the enemy's a liar and you've listened to the wrong voice. Jesus said, my sheep will hear and obey my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Why are we following things that are not of God? Look, another blanket statement. This doesn't, let me say it the way I usually do. This shoe is not meant for you to wear it. And if you're wearing it, you need to kick it off tonight. What you listen to goes into your heart, and out of the heart, the abundance of what? I said that backwards, I know. Out of the mouth, the abundance of the heart speaks, right?
Yeah.
So why in the world would we put things into our mind that goes into our heart to be rooted out in the people?
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. Have you ever witnessed to somebody in handcuffs? Have you ever told a mother that her child is going to jail and she look at you and go, I've done all I knew to do. I've prayed for him. I've done everything I've known to do. And I get him in that car and I open that back glass up. Don't tell my boss. And I give him Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Why? Because they're an opportunity to share the gospel.
Yes.
I warned them when they hired me. They was like, now, Tom, you can't push this on people. So I'm not going to push it on people, man. But if they get in my car, man, it's, you know, it's a confined space for however long they're in there. I can't help what I say. You know me, Sheriff. I talk a lot. And, of course, he laughed. And I understand what he's saying because there's a lot of area there. But I want you to understand that no matter the encounter that we have, we should be so in love with Jesus and so much time spent with Him that everything we do outflows Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything we do. Honey, if I can't preach over kids, I don't need to preach. I love it. It's the future of the church. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Y'all listen to me. And I'm being serious when I say this. I'm covering a lot of ground tonight because I want to show y'all my heart tonight. Okay, I prayed about this. I was a nervous wreck last night. I'm going to share something with y'all. My wife will tell you, I was a nervous wreck last night to the point where I was going, man, Lord, do I really need to do this tonight? Lord, because you know me, Lord, and I'm a little crazy for you.
Yeah.
And he said, son, what does it matter?
Yeah,
what does it matter? I'm not saying I've got it all together. But I'm telling you this tonight, I'm in love with Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you something. I fall more in love with Him every day. Why?
Yes.
Because I know Him more today than I did yesterday.
Amen.
And tomorrow,
yes.
I'm going to know Him more tomorrow than
yes.
I did today.
Yes.
Because I'm going to spend time with Him. I don't care what the day brings. It does not determine my relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Let me enlighten you. How many of y'all, and let's be honest, how many of us had a bad day? She's like, you called me out. I promise I'm not. How many of us had an exceptional, it was okay day? Let me tell you this. The day you had does not determine your relationship with Christ. The day you had does not determine your relationship with Christ. Can I tell you something else? I have to tell myself this a lot. Jesus had some really bad days.
Yes.
So I can
yes.
know Him.
Yes.
They beat Him. Listen to me. They beat Him. His flesh was hanging off of His bones. They mocked Him.
Yes.
They plucked His beard out. They put a crown of thorns upon His head and pressed it deep. Not just so we can say we can go to church, so we can know Him. It is one thing to say that you know Him, but are you known by Him? It is so easy to take our relationship and base it off of how bad the day was But it's when we go into that secret place,
yeah,
and we say, Lord, I don't get it. Help me understand. And we get in here.
Yeah.
I spent a year in Colossians chapter 3 and Ephesians 5. And all I could say was, I don't get it. I don't understand. Then one day my light bulb came on. Don't you say a word, woman. She's over there thinking it came on, or is it about half lit? But one day my light bulb came on, and it resonated in my mind that if I set my mind on things above, Colossians chapter 3, set your mind on things above, not things of this world, right?
Yeah.
And Ephesians 5 tells us to be imitators of God and walk in what? Love. So if I've got my mind set on things above and I'm walking in love, everywhere I go, people are going to get Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
There's no opportunity better than the one in front of you. Yeah. How many of you got gas today? It's going down. You should be excited. How many of you went to the grocery store or to a gas station, or you might even took somebody a glass of tea? Let me tell you something. You have an opportunity everywhere you go to share the gospel.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we don't. I hear people say this all the time. Well, I'm not good at sharing my faith. I'm not really good at telling people about Jesus. Let me tell you something. If you got up this morning, you have a reason to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Well, you don't know what we've been through. You don't know what I've done. You don't know how my life has unfolded. I don't at all. But I can tell you this. You got up this morning, and you have a reason to tell somebody about the goodness of God in your life. Get to know Him. Don't wait until that day comes and you're standing before Him and say, Lord, I prophesied in Your name. I healed the sick. And, you know, this guy, he had some demons and we casted them out. And, you know, we did all the things that we knew to do as a church. And He looks at you and says, depart from me, for I never knew you, workers of iniquity. Well, no, you didn't hear me because I went to church. I was a member and I tithed every week. I was faithful to the church. But here's the question. Are you faithful to Jesus?
Yeah, amen.
Because that's the one we're going to answer to.
Yeah,
and let me tell you a secret. I'm not going to answer for you.
Yeah.
You're not going to answer for me. You're going to stand there before Him giving an account for your life here, not mine.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give an account for your life here. There is more to our walk with Christ than just getting up on Sunday mornings and going to church.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
There's more with our walk with Christ than having a Christian bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Share a story with y'all real quick. This guy gets in his car. How many of you ever drove in Memphis? Except for you, Marco. He's from Memphis. Well, not from Memphis. Lived in Memphis for years. But anyways. So, you know, traffic's crazy. Guy gets in Memphis. Southern Baptist preacher. Got a Cumberland Presbyterian preacher. And some other little guy, I'm going to say it was Austin, probably. I'm just kidding. But all these preachers get in this car, and they get into Memphis, and it's middle of the afternoon, rush hour traffic, bumper to bumper. And these three preachers are about to have a meltdown. They're thinking, man, we're going to be late for this service. We're never going to make it on time. And they're honking. And next thing you know, they become irate. And they look in the mirror and they see these cars following them. And as they turn in the parking lot, these cars turn in the parking lot. And they're thinking, man, this ain't going to end well. We're in Memphis. They're going to beat us up. They're going to rob us. They're going to steal our car. What's the deal? And they pull in, and it's church members of the church that they're going to. What kind of witness is that? This is a true story, by the way. I was in that car. Can I tell you a secret, ladies and gentlemen? You never know who's looking at you.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you who's looking at you all the time.
Amen.
That's the Father. Yeah. Our relationship with Christ shouldn't be based on how other people treat us. That's a hard pill to swallow. Because I've had some people do me pretty bad. Amen. I'm pretty sure y'all have had some people do y'all pretty wrong. You're pretty dirty. Well, let me tell you something. He died on the cross just as much for them as He did for me. Why are we looking at them like they're not accepted in the eyes of Christ?
Yeah.
How many of us have ever made a statement, what they deserve is hell?
Yeah.
they'll get what they deserve. We ever make statements like that? Can I tell you what we deserve, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of people don't like it when I say this, but it's the truth. If we got what we deserve, it would be hell.
Yeah.
We don't deserve the love of the Father. We don't deserve a Savior who went to the cross and bled and died for us so we could live a life of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
We don't. We're either all in or we're nothing.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years. You're either in it or you ain't. There's no in-between.
Yeah.
No halfway ground. There's no, I'm going to be a Christian Sunday, live like hell till the next time the door's open. It doesn't work that way. We're either in or we're not. Amen. I'm going to pray in just a minute. We're going to turn the cameras off. And then we're going to talk. If you have any questions for me, tonight is the night. Because I promise you, I'm an open book. I told my wife I'm more nervous about your questions because I'm the one that when I answer questions, I want to know that they make sense with answers. In case y'all haven't heard me preach, that's a struggle question. Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard, it's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what, I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.